Good morning.
Morning.
Ready or not, here I come, is the common cry of children as they play hide and seek games. And we all recognize that if you are not ready, you might just get caught. That is often how Christmas preparations feel. In our scripture reading today, there is that sense of preparation and anticipation. The people to whom Isaiah wrote wondered how long they would have to wait before God would act so that they could return from exile in Babylon. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All people are grass. Their constancy is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades. But the word of our God will stand forever. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Lift it up, do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. See, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom and gently lead the mother sheep. And in our gospel reading, wild and woolly John the Baptist announces the coming of one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. Surely many at the time wondered whether or not that would be a good thing. And how about us today? What are we preparing for? What do we anticipate? The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophet Isaiah. See, I am sending my own messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness. Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole of Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, the one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Hear what the scripture is saying to the church.
Thanks
be to God.
These wild words of John the Baptist ring through your mind. I invite you to sing together while we stay seated. Lo, how a rose there blooming. Will you join me in prayer? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts and the actions of our lives be in tune with your ways of peace today. In Jesus' name, amen. Those who dig up old pieces of paper from hundreds and thousands of years ago tell us that one of the most ancient rituals in the Christian church from really soon after Jesus' time was the ritual of the passing of the peace. Usually this is done in around communion time as we prepare to come to the table. And it typically goes like this. The leader says, "The peace of Christ be with you," and the people respond,
also with you.
Exactly. And then the community exchanges some kind of sign of peace or friendship with each other, a handshake, an embrace. Actually, originally this thing was known as the kiss of peace. Literally, people would exchange kisses in the community. Got to remember, this Christian faith grew up in Mediterranean regions where people are a little more demonstrative than we are in northern regions like Canada. But it was the kiss of peace. And in the United Church, well, in my growing up, it's often felt like the difference between this passing of the peace and, "Yo, how you doing over there," was hard to see, you know, the just greeting of your neighbor kind of thing, and the exchanging of the peace of Christ. I couldn't see the difference as I grew up. But if we pay attention, if we look around, if we take the hand of someone else and look into the eyes of that person, knowing that behind those eyes there is a soul in search of the peace of God which surpasses all understanding, and we say, "The peace of Christ be with you," well, that's actually quite a profound thing to do. So just try this for a second, okay? And this may mean that you're going to have to actually get up and turn to your neighbors and stuff, but let's take a moment and exchange the peace of Christ. And you don't have to exchange it with everybody in the place. Then we'd be here all day. But just to look to someone near you and genuinely offer them the peace of Christ. So the peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Let's take a moment to exchange the peace of Christ. All right, that's enough peace for one morning, okay? The peace of Christ be with you, and today we light the candle of peace. We prepare for the celebration of the one who is said to bring peace. And I guess my question for the day, as a soul who is in search, that is in search for the peace which surpasses all understanding, is how do we get there? How do we get on the road to peace? How do we find the place in which the peace of God, divine serenity, just peace, is really with me, with you? How do we get so that we know God, peace, in our hearts, in our minds, in our souls, in our relationships, in our communities, in nations? It's a real question on this day in which Isaiah, both Isaiah and John the Baptist, are reminding us to prepare the way for God's peace to arrive in our midst and to prepare for it in the wilderness. That's the place in which both of them point to, and in which I need to find peace most, in my wilderness, in our collective wilderness that we create in this human family. I will never forget a Christmas letter that I got some years ago that spoke volumes to me about a peaceless wilderness. A friend of mine from the cusp gave me permission to share her letter. It's one of those, you know, those Christmas letters that has on one page all the things that happen that we want to tell other people. And usually none of the things that happen that we don't want anybody, you know. So it's all the accomplishments, all the amazing things on one page. Well, this one was different. She wrote, and you're allowed to laugh, okay? You may not think it's funny, but yeah. She wrote, "You cannot imagine what life has been like. The Ministry of Highways is putting a truck route bypass behind our property and through it. Well, they're going to take most of the driveway and 0.4 of an acre. As a result, we have been waiting since September to see what will happen, and it is going through, and they are purchasing our house. We signed the papers with them on the 29th of November, and we will be out by December 22nd. Get the picture?
Oh, my gosh.
We have lived here 22 years. Another very unpleasant picture. I collect everything. A worse picture. I have trouble throwing things away. I am highly stressed. In the middle of all this, wait, there's much, much more," she writes. We have had new computers installed in our department at work. Up they come from Vancouver to install the new equipment. What? No one wrote down the password to get into the hardware for the new system? What? The system doesn't work on our phone lines because they are a proprietary system? What? It's going to take over another $4,000 to put the system in? Back down to Vancouver they trod. So, next week, this is what people want from me. To be in New Denver to set up my office, to be available just in case the new equipment installation happens, to use the rest of my holidays moving into our new place, to get my articles and photos to the newspaper, cook, clean the house. I think there's more, but my head hurts. My neck and shoulders have turned into curling rocks. And if that isn't enough, my son's ex is taking him back to court for the second time in 6 months for custody. He needs another $2,000 to $3,000 to do this. I can't believe it. His daughter has been with him for the last 16 months, and she is now stable. Whatever that means. Is she part horse? Ah! All in all, life is pretty calm. Not. May the peace of God be with you. Are we there yet? Prepare the way in the wilderness. Welcome to the wilderness of many expectations, internal and external demands, hopes, longings. May the peace of God be with you. Yeah. And how do we get there again? It's a struggle. So many places in the world spiraling out of civil order where people find it a struggle for just the basic things in life, the peace of God be with you. No, we're not there yet. And yet there is a mysterious core to the cry of John the Baptist, who wasn't there yet either, for repentance. And the cry of the people of every place in this world in which that spirals in circles of mistrust and conflict. The cry of my friend for some glimmer of calm in the midst of life. They are all, in their own way, personally, politically, practically, in the business of preparing the way. And it's not always pretty. Setting the stage, trying to be kind of midwives of peace in the midst of their own lives, a peace that comes when all is said and done, not really so much because we prepare for it, but because it's a miracle, it's a gift. As Roddy Hamilton put it, with John in the wilderness, prepare. Prepare for the membrane to burst and all heaven to fall open. New roads in life, new paths through living, new ways of ordering life on earth, new landscapes to grow into. But to get there, there needs to be a wilderness, a letting go, the struggle. And sometimes the struggle is a life and death struggle to discover what is essential and then taste it. Sometimes the life and death struggle to prepare the way in the wilderness of a political life is a listening, a deep listening to the body politic. Sometimes it's a struggle to prepare in the way in the wilderness, the wilderness of our all too complicated lives. Sometimes it's a life and death struggle to discover the love and acceptance of God that even includes me. Sometimes it's a life and death struggle to just breathe and let go and trust the deep reality of life, sometimes to just sit there and open to nothing. Truth is, I believe the early church had it right when they adopted the practice of passing the peace. The peace we long for is not so much a destination, but a practice. A posture that we take that puts us in an open, receptive way to receive a peace that ultimately comes as a gift. As we prepare to come to God's table of love and grace and peace and acceptance, may the mystery, the mysterious gift of God's peace, search you out wherever you are, find you in whatever wildernesses you find yourselves in. May the peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Amen.